The name of this story is Little Blue Ben. This is a special story because there's a little man hidden on every page that you can find. When you hear the bell, you'll know it's time to turn the page. Go to the first page of the story. Little Blue Ben lives in the glen with his brother Blue Cat and their mother Blue Hen. Their little blue house is filled to the door with eggs the hen lays by the dozens and more. She boils eggs for breakfast. She fries eggs for lunch. For supper she toasts them to give them a crunch. Just wait till you taste this new treat for the tummy. These shish kebabbed eggs are deliciously yummy. Oh, yuck, says Blue Ben. These eggs are not yummy. They're sticky and icky. They're bluey. They're crummy. Let's play hide and seek. And when I am the winner, then you'll have to eat my blue eggs for your dinner. As Little Blue Ben disappears in the book, search high and low to help the cat look. Little Blue Ben, I know you're not far. Come out, wherever you are. He must have gone this way. He's sure to be near. I'll never give up if it takes me all year. Oh, where can he possibly be? Is he under that mushroom or inside this tree? Would he hide in the water? How dumb can he get? He can't be in there. It's too cold. It's too wet. Oh, he's here in the grass. No, he's under that stone. Oh, I missed him again, says the cat with a moan. He won't ever find me, says Ben, full of glee. Who's tinier? Who's tougher? Who's trickier than me? Ho-ho, I am the greatest. I knew I'd be winner. Guess who will be eating blue eggs for his dinner? Not I, says the cat. All my troubles are past. Little Blue Ben, I've found you at last. But they make such a noise with their quarreling then that it reaches the ears of the wise old blue hen. I'm ashamed of you both for making me scold. Where have you been? Your eggs are all cold. If you don't eat your eggs, you won't grow up to be as big and as strong and as clever as me. Then Little Blue Ben and Blue Pussycat too are marched up to bed. Goodbye. Toodaloo. Go back to the beginning of the story and we'll read it again. Maybe you can help me read this time. Little Blue Ben. Little Blue Ben lives in the glen with his brother, Blue Cat, and their mother, Blue Hen. Their little blue house is filled to the door with eggs the hen lays by the dozens and more. She boils eggs for breakfast. She fries eggs for lunch. For supper, she toasts them to give them a crunch. Just wait till you taste this new treat for the tummy. These shish kebabbed eggs are deliciously yummy. Oh, yuck, says Blue Ben. These eggs are not yummy. They're sticky and icky. They're bluey. They're crummy. Let's play hide and seek. And when I am the winner, then you'll have to eat my blue eggs for your dinner. As Little Blue Ben disappears in the book, search high and low to help the cat look. Little Blue Ben, I know you're not far. Come out, wherever you are. He must have gone this way. He's sure to be near. I'll never give up if it takes me all year. Where, oh, where can he possibly be? Is he under that mushroom or inside this tree? Would he hide in the water? How dumb can he get? He can't be in there. It's too cold. It's too wet. No, he's here in the grass. No, he's under that stone. I missed him again, says the cat with a moan. "He won't ever find me," says Ben, full of glee. "Who's tinier? Who's tougher? Who's trickier than me?" "Ho-ho, I'm the greatest. I knew I'd be winner. Guess who'll be eating blue eggs for his dinner?" "Not I," says the cat. "All my troubles are past. Little Blue Ben, I've found you at last." But they make such a noise with their quarreling then that it reaches the ears of the wise old blue hen. "I'm ashamed of you both for making me scold. Where have you been? Your eggs are all cold. If you don't eat your eggs, you won't grow up to be as big and as strong and as clever as me." Then Little Blue Ben and Blue Pussycat too are marched up to bed. Goodbye. Toodaloo. This time when I read the story, I'll leave out some words. See if you can fill in the words as we read along. Little Blue Ben. Little Blue lives in the glen with his brother Blue and their mother Blue Hen. Their little Blue is filled to the door with the hen lays by the dozens and more. She boils eggs for breakfast. She fries eggs for lunch. For supper she toasts them to give them a crunch. Just wait till you taste this new treat for the tummy. These shish kebabbed eggs are deliciously... "Oh, yuck," says Blue Ben. "These eggs are not yummy. They're sticky and icky. They're bluey, they're..." "Let's play hide and seek, and when I am the winner, then you'll have to eat my blue eggs for your dinner." As Little Blue Ben disappears in the book, search high and low to help the cat look. "Little Blue Ben, I know you're not far. Come out, wherever you..." "He must have gone this way. He's sure to be near. I'll never give up if it takes me all..." "Where, oh, where can he possibly be? Is he under that mushroom or inside this... Would he hide in the... How dumb can he get? He can't be in there. It's too wet. He's here in the grass. No, he's under that stone. Oh, I missed him again," says the cat with a moan. "He won't ever find me," says Ben, full of glee. "Who's tinier? Who's tougher? Who's trickier than me?" "Ho-ho, I'm the greatest. I knew I'd be winner. Guess who'll be eating blue eggs for his?" "Not I," says the cat. "My troubles are past. Little Blue Ben, I've found you at..." But they make such a noise with their quarreling then that it reaches the ears of the wise old blue hen. "I'm ashamed of you both for making me scold. Where have you? Your eggs are all... If you don't eat your eggs, you won't grow up to be as big and as strong and as clever as me." Then Little Blue Ben and the Blue Pussycat too are marched up to... Goodbye. Toodaloo. Good reading, my friends. Please rewind the tape before you put it away. Thank you.